Welcome to the Norn-K Experience, and for those of you who are joining me today, thank you so much, guys. I really do appreciate it that you have taken the time out of your busy day to listen to some of the things that I have to say, talk about, and I'm really sort of happy to have you here on board and go on this journey with me, because the truth is that I've been delaying this podcast for a very long time. And it's not the fact that I don't have anything to say, because over the last decade, I've had a lot to say based on my examinations, my experimentations and observations in the field of mental health, stress, anxiety, performance, and just all the things that I think we deal with on a day-to-day basis, regardless of what walk of life you come from. And as a performance and well-being advisor now working in the field in large parts of South Africa, but also parts of the world, there's a lot of things that I have sort of observed about what's going on and what are people acutely dealing with, and also what are the most effective ways to get over them. And I think that word is very important, effective, because the mistake I think we make in this life is that we look at everything through the lens of right and wrong. And the problem with looking at everything through this lens of right and wrong is that you will naturally move away from what you deem or feel is wrong and move towards what you think is right. Now, where the problem comes in is that your idea of what is right and wrong is conditioned by your environment, by your upbringing, by your culture, by your society, by so many different things. And therefore, if you want to know what the truth is, right and wrong and morality is a very, very quick fire way to never getting there. Because as long as you move away from something and you do not try to have a full picture understanding of the entire thing, then the truth is always going to elude you. So I always try to remove this lens of right and wrong, and I try to move in towards, well, what is effective? And I mean that based on where it is that a person wants to go. So let's say, for example, you want to arrive somewhere, or you want to become something, or you want to go somewhere in your life. The only thing that we should be asking ourselves is, what is the effective way to get there? Not what is the right way or what is the wrong way to get there. Because as soon as we begin to entertain that conversation, we will now be wearing our rose-tinted spectacles, and we will view everything through the lens of right and wrong. And whatever we deem as wrong, we will move away from. Now, maybe there's certain things in that wrong factor that is an important thing that one needs to see. And because every single one of us runs towards pleasure and we move away from pain and we try not to sort of deal with pain, it's often the case why we never ever end up arriving at the place that we want to go, because we're always trying to run away from those things that we don't like to feel or talk about. I mean, our society is full of people who speak about things that sound nice. And this is why most of what society says in terms of the motivational speakers and the gurus and the hacks out there, they are just, they're ineffective. Look, I'm not going to say that they're wrong, and I'm not going to say that they're bad people. I just think that they don't even realize what the truth is, because they're so blinded by their own false morals, by trying to become a person that people look at them and say, well, this is a motivational person to follow. And because it makes them feel good, that becomes their driving force. People who are in that role, they love to hear compliments and good things said about them. And when people say that what you said is so inspirational and it's motivational, they love that feedback, because it inherently, it satisfies a part of their ego that wants to hear those things. Now, again, that is not wrong to feel that way. And it's not right to feel that way. It's just that if that is your driving force, then the truth is always going to elude you, because you will always move towards the things that sound nice. And so for me, all I care about is things that are effective based on where is it that you want to go, and the people that I work with in my life and the people that I consult for. I hate that word, but these are the people who are sort of sincere about knowing where it is that they want to go or become or be in their lives. And that's an important thing. I don't think any one of us, well, most of us, we don't ask that question. We do not ask ourselves the question, where is it that I want to go? What place do I want to arrive at? What do I want from my life? I think many of us are just kind of meandering through life and just hoping that something gets figured out in the future. And I don't need to remind you, but I think that you know full well through your own direct experience that that never happens, because you'll spend the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years hoping that one day something will happen where you will feel like you have made it. And for those of us who are 40, 50, 60 years old, I'm sure you've all experienced this feeling of you have achieved something or arrived somewhere, and you kind of feel cheated. You kind of feel like, I thought there was going to be more than this. This is not exactly what I signed up for. And the only reason why I think we feel this way is because we have not set out to understanding or asking ourselves a question, where is it that I want to go in this life? Because if you know where it is, then if you get there, you won't feel cheated, because you know where you were going in the first place. And then you can decide to arrive somewhere else if it's not where you want to be. But I don't think we're asking ourselves that question. And I think it's the first thing, it's a first point of entry before jumping into the ring of doing anything, is to ask ourselves and be sincere and honest about where is it that I truly want to go. And yeah, I've been really sort of exploring this idea and this topic with a lot of people, because I think that's why we, like so many of us, live in confusion and anxiety, because we're anxious about arriving at a place that we don't even know where it is that we want to arrive at. We don't have a clear sort of understanding or definition. Now, I'm not saying that that is necessarily like, you know, deciding on a goal, because I don't really believe in goals. I'm just simply saying that, do you know what you want from this life? And do not answer that question by trying to sort of filter it through your lens of right or wrong. Because as soon as you do that, the game is done. Because now those are not your true desires. You are creating an answer based on society, based on culture, based on your upbringing, based on what your parents say, based on so many other factors that have nothing to do with you, but you think it does. I've seen way too many people miserable and unhappy because they have lived their entire lives in a way that was dictated by someone else or something else. And guess what? There's no more time left to change it. Now, that doesn't have to be you. That doesn't have to be the story of your life. Because when you finally sit down and examine where is it that you want to go in your life, and you are sincere and honest about that, then you can start to sincerely go there. And you can figure out what are the roadblocks that are preventing you from getting there in the first place. But what you will not do is make the mistake that everyone does by asking yourself, well, what do I need to do to get there? See, those are two fundamentally different questions. Because if you ask yourself, what do I need to do to get there? you will inevitably go down this rabbit hole of trying to find an expert or someone who has quote unquote done it, or someone who you hail and you look up to in society because they're famous or they are well read or they are someone that's an elder in your life, and you will make the biggest mistake of them all, which is following their advice and their prescriptions and their how-tos, and this is what they've done. And the real problem with this way of navigating life is that there is an idea that if you follow those things that someone else has told you to do, that you will arrive somewhere. But the truth is that there is no evidence of that. Because if that was the case, then every book in the world that's ever been read, or ever been written, sorry, would hold the solution to the world's problems. But that isn't the case, because there are millions of books written about how to do something. So who is correct? Like, are you going to try all of them and spend the next 50 years of your life trying all of the how-tos before you get somewhere? And also, what often goes unspoken is that that advice was born in a very specific set of circumstances, a very specific set of skills, perhaps, an environment, nuances, gray areas, things that you do not possess. And you will never, because everyone's story is different. But they never speak about those nuanced things. And so even if you follow someone's instructions step by step, there is no guarantee that you will get the result. And this is a trap we've all fallen into by going down this road and rabbit hole of prescriptions and how-tos and hacks and guides and blueprints and secret plans or secret sort of tactics and, you know, silver bullets and five-step plans and all the rest of it. None of these things are truthful. They might have been truthful for the person writing them, but there is no evidence that it's truthful to you. So it'll be a wasted life for you to go down that rabbit hole of looking for the best and quickest and fastest way. Because as soon as you do that, what you must understand is that you do not truly desire to get there, because your sincerity is not there. Because if you were really sincere about wanting to go to a specific place, then you will undertake the obsession and the desire and the prerequisite level of desire needed to figure it out. And the routes will be messy and circuitous, and it will be very muddied, and it will be very confusing. But as long as the desire is there, you will eventually arrive. But if you sit there and say, well, I want to go here, but I want the quickest way to get there, then guess what? You're not that serious about getting there, because all you want is the instant satisfaction and the gratification of getting something very quick, and you're not bothered about truly deep diving into the understanding of what it takes to get to the place that you want to go. So that rabbit hole is very ineffective. By asking yourself, what do I need to do to get there? I think a much more effective way is to ask yourself, well, what is preventing me from getting there in the first place? Because now that becomes a very localized sort of conversation. And now you can sincerely examine the acute roadblocks in your life that are preventing you from actually getting what you want. And that's a much easier conversation. That becomes a much more palatable way to getting somewhere, because now you can identify that the things that are actually holding you back. That becomes a conversation with oneself instead of a conversation with a million other experts and gurus
hoping that one of them has the answer. So this is really, I think, where society really struggles. It's what I've seen a lot of people fall victim to. And it, look, it's no fault of anyone, because we have all been conditioned this way. And so there isn't a right or wrong about this approach. It is, again, it is simply a case of what is effective. And if you want to know about what is effective, then that answer can only come from the internal exploration of oneself. It is not about the exploration of what is available out there in society for me, because you don't have enough time in your life to spend hoping that the 1,007th door or the 257th door that you open leads to the gold, leads to the destination. Okay, there's no guarantee of that. Now, if you are okay with, you know, taking the time to spend 50 years of your life in the hope that one day one of those doors will lead you to the path of the gold, then that's okay, because that's okay with you to do so. But if you are someone who is sincere and serious about wanting to know the truth, then you must understand that that approach will be ineffective for you. So, yeah, I just wanted to sort of get on here and really just really talk. I mean, I you know, these podcasts now, they don't really have a lot of structure in them, because I want to make a very concerted effort not to do that, because I don't want to plan every part of what I say and speak about, because then what tends to happen is that there's no authenticness and there's no real sincerity about the things that I say, because if I had to plan this and every segment and every part of what I wanted to say, it becomes very, very scripted. Okay, it becomes extremely planned and unnatural, and it becomes forced, and I don't want that I don't have that in any part of what I do, so I definitely don't plan to have that here when it comes to doing this podcast. So this is going to be really sort of a podcast, an experience with me where we just flow. We just flow based on what I want to really sort of explore and speak about and see where the conversation really goes. And that's something that I think is important to me. So thank you for being along on the ride, and I do hope that you enjoy this journey with me, and I will definitely see you guys on the next episode. So have an incredible day.